Welcome to Conspiracy 101, where we delve into the unknown, or the little known, or maybe the known. It really depends on the week.
Yes.
Daniel Lucas is here with me to talk about the things that are on everyone's mind that we don't know the answers to yet. Daniel, how you doing?
Yes. Oh, fabulous, Mr. Bob and excellent. Thank you so much for being part of this podcast. And how are you?
Hey, it's fun. We're having fun here, right? So,
yes, we're having fun.
We're going to talk about something tonight that's a little scary.
Scary.
Maybe not to you. Maybe it will be, but I think it's scary.
Scary for
so
the
have
others.
You ever heard this, the conspiracy that the moon is not a rock, but it's actually something that somebody made?
Oh, wow. So
have you
what
heard this?
Made? No.
It's like a giant.
When is that?
It's like a giant, satellite. It's made, though. It's not, you know, the idea was that the moon is of rocks that came off the earth that have formed into a sphere out in space and circles, you know, it circles the earth. In an orbit around the earth. Mm-hmm. No, there's a conspiracy theory that the moon is artificial, that somebody else made the moon and put it there.
From where? Made from where?
We don't know. That's the thing. We don't know. But it's not a natural, not a natural moon. It's something that was crafted, that somebody built and put in there and put in place around the earth, possibly to help us, maybe to spy on us, maybe as a base. We don't know. There's several theories. You've never heard this?
Interesting theories. No, Mr. Bob. This is my first time.
Well, I'm going to tell you some things that are fact. Facts about the moon that make it seem that it might be an artificial planetoid thing.
Okay.
An artificial moon, right? So it is a statistical outlier. So it's the impossible size of the moon. Most moons are tiny compared to their host planets. If you think about Phobos and Deimos next to Mars, they're tiny. Our moon is roughly one quarter the size of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And most moons are very small. So let's see.
Okay.
I'm going to check
what
on that Phobos. How big is Phobos compared to Mars? So Phobos, the moon of Mars, is often described as a space potato. It's 300 times smaller than the width of its host planet, where ours is only a quarter of the size of the planet. That's a big difference.
Totally big.
Yeah. So the origin crisis. Briefly mentioned the three mainstream theories about the formation of the moon. So there's fission, capture, and co-formation, and why each has significant mathematical flaws. Right, and we're going to get into that a little bit later. So you have to ask yourself this question. So what if it came out that the moon was artificial tomorrow, and how would that change your perspective on human history? Would you be like okay with that, or would it be something that you would be upset by?
For me.
For you?
For me, Mr. Bob, I will be, not upset, in the middle. I was surprised.
In the middle? You'd be surprised.
What? The
You'd
moon.
Be surprised, but it's in the middle.
You're surprised.
Do you know there's in ancient history, are time. There's no mention of the moon in ancient history.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that people talk about, why that moon's artificial, because it hasn't always been there. Maybe it came later. So here's another factoid here. So on Apollo 12 and Apollo 13, they did a detailed seismic experiment where they crashed the SIVB rockets into the moon on purpose. And the moon rang like a bell for 7 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So when they crashed something into
and
it,
and then
it goes, it made a noise, right? NASA's Maurice Ewing stated it was as though someone had struck a bell after they did that. And they did it twice. So it wasn't like it was just a, you know, they did it once and it made that noise. They did it twice and it made the same kind of noise. So on Earth, seismic waves die out quickly due to the density of the mantle of the Earth. But on the moon, they travel for hours. And so ringing like a bell for 7 minutes is a long time for a plant, you know, a big rock to do, because there's so much, you know, mass to it that it wouldn't ring like that unless it was possibly hollow. What do you think about that? A hollow moon.
A hollow moon. Well, according to the scientists, moons give us high tide and low tide. It's a connection, right?
There's a connection
so if
to,
this
yeah.
is, yeah, if this is man-made, how would you connect the Earth and the moon?
Well, because, well, actually, the reason that the high tides and low tides happen is because of the Earth's, the moon's effect on the Earth's gravity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not it's a real plant, you know, a real rock or not, is immaterial. It would still have high tide and low tide because it affects the Earth's gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Uh-huh, you get the point.
The moon is significantly less dense than the Earth. If it came from the Earth, which is one of the theories, the giant impact theory, that all the material on the moon is actually pieces of the Earth that flew out into space and gathered together, then why is it not as heavy as the elements aren't as heavy as the Earth?
True.
What do you think? Maybe it's hollow.
Hollow. Yes.
Maybe there's nothing in the middle. That's why it rings like a bell. So the other interesting thing about the moon is they took samples, right? So whenever the astronauts went to the moon, they picked up moon rocks and moon dust, and they brought it back to Earth to be scientifically studied. And there's titanium. The titanium mystery. The lunar rocks contain 10 times more titanium than Earth rocks. On Earth, we use titanium for spacecraft and for, you know, airplanes. Titanium is a metal that we use in aerospace technology. But there's 10 times more titanium in the rocks on the moon than there are in the rocks on Earth.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Weird.
Here's the other problem that people see with the moon. So there's craters all over the moon, but if you just, you know, there's a 50-mile-wide crater, and a 10-mile-wide crater often have the same depth, as if there is an inner hull or a high tensile metal stopping the impactors. So you would think if it's a 50-mile-wide crater that it would be really deep, because that's something that hit the moon with such force to make a 50-mile-wide crater that it should be 50 miles deep, but it's not. A 10-mile-wide crater and a 50-mile-wide crater have the same depth as if they're hitting something that's even stronger, and so therefore they can't go any further than that.
Mm. Interesting facts.
On Earth, if we have a meteorite that hits Earth, like Crater Lake is an example where a crater hit the earth and it's a lake now, but they're deeper, right? So they have various depths. They don't go to only one depth and stop like they do on the moon. So that's another interesting thing. So then the other thing is there's mass concentrations or mass cons. These heavy spots beneath the lunar planes act like gravitational anchors. Are they remnants of machinery used to move the moon in place? Because there's certain spots on the moon that are heavier than other spots.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think NASA stopped the Apollo missions right as these seismic anomalies were being discovered? Do you think it was because they ran out of money, or did they find the limit of what they were allowed to see, perhaps?
Yes. Or either of the two. They don't have run of money.
Well, but there was 13 Apollo missions, and so, you know, that's a lot of missions, but I mean, they could have kept going, don't you think? We have never been back to the moon since Apollo 13.
Yes, 1962.
And Apollo 13 didn't make it to the moon. If you remember the movie, they didn't make it to the moon. They just made it. They didn't get a land on the moon. They just got a, they went around the moon and came home because they had problems, right? So,
because Mr. Bob, there is a conspiracy theory that human never been to the moon.
They never went to the moon, right?
Yeah, they never went to the moon.
That's a whole other conspiracy theory.
They never stepped.
I'm assuming with this one that we've been to the moon, because that's how we know that there's more titanium on it. That's how we know how deep the craters are, because we were there. We've seen it, right? So, so the other thing is the geometry of the moon is very odd. So the sun is 400 times larger than the moon. And the sun is 400 times further away than the moon. And that's how we get a perfect eclipse. So whenever the moon gets between the earth and the sun, it covers the sun. That's how we get that perfect eclipse where it darkens the world. And the odds of that happening are, you know, a quadrillion to one that the moon would be the exact size to blot out the sun.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
Well, for me, I was amazed, Mr. Bob.
have you seen the recent, like, there was a recent lunar eclipse? Oh, when was the last
one? Lately,
yes. It was
not
that long ago. When was the last lunar eclipse?
Not lately, right?
Yeah, it was just happened. 2025, there was a lunar eclipse on March 13th, 2025. That was the last time. Did you happen to see that? I remember I was out.
We're cloudy.
Oh, you were cloudy all the time. You don't get to see anything.
Raining.
It's always cloudy.
Cloudy and raining.
That's true. But it was. I mean, it's fascinating the fact that the moon is just the right size to cover the sun whenever the eclipse happens. Now, the other interesting thing is the rotation of the moon has a stationary rotation. The moon is tidally locked, meaning we only ever see one side of the moon. We never see the other side of the moon. Is this a shield to hide the activity on the far side? You know, when people say that the dark side of the moon is not really dark, the dark side is the side that the sun is hitting. And so it's dark because we can't see it, not because it's not lit. And so there's a part of the moon that we never, ever see. Most moons rotate so you can see both sides of them. But our moon only, you never see the back of the moon, ever.
Because probably, Mr. Bob, the moon is not equal. The other half is like half empty. The other one is just only full. Like the same?
With heavier on one side? Well, that's,
yes.
That's because if we saying, rotate that's that not one. Normal, though.
Mm-hmm. Because if you rotate that one, it's not balanced, and it will for sure fall if it rotates, because the other side of the moon is more heavier than the other side is lighter. Right?
So let's, yeah, if, could be.
Let's see if they did the moon, they should did perfectly. Like, okay, if that the theory is like that, that we can see only the other side of the moon because mm-hmm. the weight is not balanced. But if the people made it perfectly, it should be rotate, right? Like the Earth, mm-hmm. don't you think?
Maybe.
Well, that's a conspiracy theory, people, 101. Then, you said that the moon had this specific rotation. Is it? There's a specific rotation that, let's say we have a new moon. We have mm-hmm. what? The phases of the moon, which is every month, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So how right. would you relate that? How would you? Yes, we can do that with imaginable technology.
Mm-hmm.
If an alien did that or whatever, but we need this high definition technology to do that. Just like moving beyond our galaxy, our solar system, our planet.
Right.
Yes. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. That's it would be interesting though, right? So that, I mean, it would be yes. kind of like the Death Star from Star Wars, if it was a movable moon. The other thing about the moon is it's not in a synchronous orbit, so the moon mm-hmm. doesn't stay in the same place. It actually moves around the Earth as the Earth is
different
turning.
Axes.
Different. That's why you have the phases of the moon. So you have no moon, you have new moon, you have full moon, you have waxing mm-hmm. and waning moon, is because mm-hmm. it moves around the Earth different than the Earth rotates on its own. And so the moon actually sees all parts of the Earth because it's moving differently than the Earth spins, which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so I meant to say there's a pattern.
Yeah, well, also the moon's orbit is almost a perfect circle, which most moons are elliptical. They're ovals, and so they go further away and come closer. But our moon stays the exact same distance away from the Earth all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Well, we love that conspiracy. People, whatever idea that you have, please send to us, because for sure we will share to the world. Conspiracy theory people, we are in our first season and we are live every Sunday.
So now I've got a couple more things for you on the moon. So I mentioned this earlier, megalithic connection. So there's a brief mention of ancient cultures, the Proseliens, who claim to remember a time before the moon was in the sky.
Mm.
So they mention that in their history, that they remember there was a time when there was no moon, and then there was a moon. Mm-hmm. Now, the other question is, could the moon have been a natural object that was hollowed out by a previous civilization? And maybe it was really a chunk of the Earth that gathered around it.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody changed it, right?
Yes.
So
how can the turtles...
Mm-hmm. What's
how
that?
Can the turtles... How can be the turtles having these reproduction or having laid the eggs because of we don't have moon at the time, right? They use the moons right. for reproduction. too late. Well,
I mean, maybe they used something else before. We're always you know, evolving, so maybe they evolved as well.
Mm-hmm.
To utilize the moon rather than not utilize the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So then there's also so we have a moon that is too big, too light, too metallic, and too perfectly placed to be a simple accident of physics. So
oh, wow.
It's like, you know, it's kind of like a million, you know, bazillion to one that any of this would have happened by accident. So it is a nod toward, so if you've heard of the term intelligent design, it's very mm-hmm. much a nod toward intelligent design. And so that's why people have a feeling that the moon has more, there's more to the moon Monday. Than we know. Right. And no one's talking about. Yeah. Now,
interesting.
There is another conspiracy that is related to the moon, in that there's a gentleman named Gary McKinnon, and he is a British British computer programmer who back in the 90s was able to hack into the United States servers, for military servers, and he found a list of non-terrestrial officers, as if in the 90s or before the 90s that we had people who were living in space,
mm-hmm.
like as military people.
Okay.
And it alluded to the fact that the United States had a base on the moon. What do you think about that?
Well, we need to dig deeper, Mr. Bob. We need to know what is the truth.
We'll never know the truth. We'll never get to find out the truth yet, at least. But yeah, so there is also a conspiracy theory out there that the United States, the reason we stopped going to the moon via NASA was because the military took it over, and the military actually built a moon base. And so the military has a base, like they have a base in the Philippines, they have a base mm-hmm. on the moon.
Japan too, right?
Yeah, and possibly, yeah, all of the major powers, maybe China. So just like Antarctica, right? So every major nation has research facilities in Antarctica. And so maybe just like Antarctica on the moon, all the major countries have bases on the moon. And they're just not telling us. What are your thoughts about that, Daniel? What do you think?
I think it's better to be secret, because if people knows, they are more curious about, and they will make more noise, and then the process of these activities that they're doing, it will be more complicated. It's better to be secret, because the better the secret, the more we'll make the plan works.
You think so? Okay.
Yes.
I think we should know. I think we should know of what's happening. I think there's too many secrets.
Yeah,
I think
we
need to tell everybody.
Right to know.
Of course we have a base on the moon, because that's the next most logical thing to have, because then we can look down on the Earth, because it doesn't move in a synchronous orbit. So we can look down at all parts of the Earth. Every month we see a different part of the Earth, and then it starts over again. So then we don't have to have satellites moving around. We just go up there, build a base, and look down, right? We can look down at the Earth. And from the moon, they can see almost half the Earth from the moon. And so, yeah, it makes sense militarily for them to have a base on the moon, because it makes it convenient
mm-hmm.
to keep an eye on everybody.
You know what, Mr. Bob? It's better to be secret sometimes, because you know what happened to the Skylab before in the 1960s, and then the Skylab will fall. I said, yeah, everybody was, what? Oh my goodness. Yes. And then how about the moon will fall? He said, everybody will panic, right? This will be a chaos, definitely.
The moon's going to explode.
The moon will explode, just like the Skylab before, remember?
Yeah,
like the Skylab will fall. Where did
it fell? In the ocean. Because
it fell in the ocean.
The Earth is mostly ocean, so
so people would get... remember, the people get panicking, right?
Yeah. And then, but you don't think people can handle the fact that there might be stuff on the moon? You don't think people can understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever
it is.
What would be the perfect place to put missiles would be on the moon, and then shoot them down to the Earth wherever you want them.
True. Oh, Mr. North Korea, like that.
I don't think they have a moon base. North Korea doesn't have a moon base.
No,
only the
they
big,
don't have
only
yet
the big
technology.
Ones, like Japan and China and Russia and the United States.
Yes.
I don't even think Canada has a moon base.
I don't think so.
They have to share,
I think, in
the others.
Antarctica. Only in Antarctica.
There you go.
For sure.
Well,
but anyway,
go ahead.
Yeah, whatever what is in there in the moon, if it help us, we support you 100%, right?
Yeah.
Whatever this inside, if you are spying us, what we are doing on Earth, well, kudos for you. We're doing something good on Earth, right, Mr. Bob?
I hope so. That's the idea. I hope so. But when you look up at night and you see the moon, you may want to think, did somebody make that? Did an alien race make a moon for us to protect us from asteroids and meteors?
Yeah.
Is it made of metal underneath all of the dust that's collected on it? The moon dust? Or is there a base up there that is looking down on the Earth, keeping watch?
Make sure that no one hurts us. Yes, definitely. Yes, yes, yes. Or alien build the moon. Indeed, alien build
Maybe.
The moon or not?
We don't know. Yeah. We have to find out.
I think because, Mr. Bob, for our first episode, you saw that UFO, right?
Right.
Now you get the idea. If the moon built by UFOs or
it may be placed there. You've even heard the concept of a duck blind, where you go
duck
hunting,
blind.
And so you put up a camouflage area so that you can spy on the ducks and then shoot them if you want to. Maybe the moon is nothing but a big duck blind.
So, Mr. Bob, I therefore conclude again that you are an alien, because your mind is so wide that the DNA of an alien is within you.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know, Daniel. That's a good question. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
You're curious.
So.
You're curious. The DNA of 1%. Yes. 1% DNA of an alien is within you. So, people, we therefore conclude that Mr. Bob is an alien.
This is Daniel's conspiracy, is that I'm an alien.
Conspiracy theory 101, people. Mr. Bob, would you like to plug in something?
Sure. You can listen to me tell stories at staticradio.com, at Static Radio on the socials. And, of course, you can always find me on the 101s. That's comedy, movies, trivia, and conspiracy.
People, we therefore conclude Mr. Bob is an alien, but only on Conspiracy 101. Yes. Well, Mr. Bob, thank you so much.
Keep looking up, Daniel. Look at the moon tonight. And maybe look at it a good long time, and then you'll say, ah, Bob was right.
Eureka. I know Mr. Bob is an alien. But sorry, we are cloudy and rainy. Cloudy and raining. Oh, my goodness. So, Mr. Bob, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Daniel. Everybody, take care.
Morticon people, see you soon. Yes, we did a